You have your Bible, turn tonight to the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me know, now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on the part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitess damsel that came back from Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning unto now, that she tarry a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou, my daughter? Go not to glean in any other field, neither go from thence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward he giveth thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, Come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beaten out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast to the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. I won't preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, nothing but grace. Nothing but grace. As we see this story playing out, we see that Naomi had left out with Ahimelech and had went down to Moab and had went down there to sojourn because things had got tough in Bethlehem. Up in the house of bread, things was kind of hard. I won't say, praise God, it gets hard sometimes up at the house of bread. Sometimes it gets hard up at the house of God. Sometimes things get tough for the people of God. Sometimes the tough have to get tough. Amen. They have to keep going. Amen. Seeking the things of God in the last days we live. Realizing that there is a God and He's real. He's an ever-present help and He'll be there with us. But the Bible says that Elimelech got sick and he died. And a little while later, his sons perished also. They had two wives. And in a little while, they stayed down in Moab for over 10 years. Naomi heard that they was bred in Bethlehem, that they was bred back in the house of bread where she had come from. She loaded up, gathered up, and started to head home. And the ladies, you know the story, they began to follow her. And she said, hey, listen, said, I've no more sons. And even if I could have a son tonight, would you stay for him? He said, you just go back to your family, go back to your mothers and your father, go back to your gods. Amen. But Ruth looked at her and she clamped to her and she said, I'll not do it. Ruth said, no. She said, I'm going to go with you. He said, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to back up. I'm going to stay with you. Ruth said this in chapter 1 in verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. And Lord, do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. So I believe before they ever started a journey, that Ruth had done made up her mind, praise God. She had done heard that God Almighty was God, the real God, was the power of God, and she realized that if Naomi was going to a place where God was preeminent, praise God, she is going to go with her. So we see as she stepped out on faith, and she followed Naomi. They get back up into Bethlehem, and Naomi's there, and she has a kinsman by the name of Boaz. But Ruth doesn't know this at the time. She goes out and she says, she asks Naomi, she said, hey, listen, he said, I'm going to go out in the fields and I'm going to glean after the reapers. I'm going to try to get us, make us a little living if I can. And Naomi said, all right, daughter. He said, daughter, go. And she sent her out to glean after the reapers. And the Bible tells us that she went and came, verse 3, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her half, now watch this, was to light on the part of the field belonging unto Boaz. Now she just happened, that says she just happened to fall in this field, just happened to come into place. But I want to say what happened here was no accident. I want to say what happened here to the little Moabitess Ruth. Praise God, was no coincidence. Praise God, I want to say, praise God, it was the providential hand of God that was guiding her to Boaz's field, to the kinsman redeemer. I want to say, praise God, if we're ever going to get here, if we're ever going to get help, if we're ever going to see God Almighty real in our lives, praise God, it's going to take us getting to the fields of the kinsman redeemer. Amen. When we realize, praise the Lord, that we've got somebody, a kinsman redeemer, praise the Lord, who's able to help us. See, he was that near kinsman. Amen. I'm glad I've got a near kinsman tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's mine and I'm his, praise God. We're kin. Amen. You have we kin, we're kin by blood. Amen. Praise God. He shed it and he bought me with it, praise the Lord. Makes me a near kinsman. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that I have a near kinsman, praise God, that come into me, called me into his field, praise God. If it would have been up to me, Brother Rex, I would have passed it on by. I'd have went on my way. I'd look for something different. I'd try to find something better. But you know what? God had a plan for me, and he had a plan for you, and he called you, praise God, the kinsman redeemer. He said, come on, come on. Oh, he wooed me, and he wooed you. And he said, come in to my field.
Amen.
Amen. He said, my fields are white already to harvest. Amen. He said, there's plenty here for all. Amen. Praise God. The harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. Amen. Praise God. He opened up his field. Invited us to come in. The Bible says, old Boaz, he came to Bethlehem. Amen. And said unto his reapers, verse 4, the Lord be with you. And they answered, the Lord bless thee. Amen. Boy, God, I'm going to say God already has. Amen. He was he had already blessed. And Boaz, then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? Now watch this. He said, Boaz asked me, I think maybe he watched her a little while. Amen. He had watched her a little while, pay attention to what she was doing. Maybe he paid attention to how she acted and how she reacted. And he asked him reapers, that one that was over the reapers, he said, whose damsel is this? Amen. But you know what? I believe Brother Rex, he already knew. Amen. Because what about you watch. And he said, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered, said, now I can just see this in my mind's eye. He said, it's that Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi from country of Moab. Now he said it kind of sarcastically. He said, oh, it's just that old Moabitish damsel. That one, you know, it come back with Naomi from down Moab. Amen. Kind of said it in a repulsive manner. Like she wasn't good enough. Amen. And but that kinsman redeemer. And he said, I pray you let me, and she said, I pray you let me glean and gather after reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now. And she tarried a little and a half. He said, amen. She come in, well, no, she could just glean just a little, amen, among the sheaves, and she could just pick up a little of that that was left behind, a little of that that fell out, if it'd be okay. And she's got in there, praise God, and she's gathered, and she's looked, and she's found, and she gathered up, praise God, from early this morning till now, praise God, and she just took a few minutes, amen, to rest. Amen. Said she stayed with it all day long. She ain't quit. Now if we could see these other servants, praise God, they were probably getting paid a wage. The other maidens was probably getting paid a wage. But Ruth, the Moabitess, praise God, she was just trying to make out a living. She was trying to take care of herself and her mother-in-law. Amen. Doing the best she could with what she had to do with. But I want to say, praise God, if that's what you do, if that's all you can do, praise God, it's good enough for God.
Amen.
If we'll do the best we can with what we have to do with, it's good enough for God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad I'm insufficient in myself. But I tell you what, I love my God. I love my Lord. I love God's people. And I try to do the best I can, a feeble attempt at best. But praise God, I'm glad my God looks down on me and He don't reject my little bitty portion, praise God, but He gives me a handful on purpose. That's what He does, this damsel. Gives her a little handful of purpose. Amen. Praise God. Now they say to her, say, she's just a foreigner. Somebody that just come in here. In other words, he might have whispered, she's not one of us. Amen. She's not from around here. Praise the Lord. Amen. But having said that, praise God, she stayed with the task. Amen. She's laid in there. She ain't quit. I'm glad, praise God, I can say I'm glad they some children of God, amen, that'll stay with the task, that'll lay in there and won't quit. Amen. To stay with God, stay with these people, praise God, looking for glorious Davies, period. I still say, praise God, I believe there's a reward for faithfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. So then said Boaz unto her, verse 8, hearest thou not, my daughter? I believe what he said, I think he said this to her, praise God, to encourage her. He said, hearest thou not, my, he said, don't pay no attention to them. Amen. They don't know what I know. They don't know your intention. They don't know why you're here. They don't see. I won't say the kinsman or redeemer. Praise God. He knows what we do and He knows why we do it. Amen. Before we even get our hands dirty with it. Praise God. He knows our intentions. I believe that kinsman redeemer, he already had looked down and he knew why she was working. Knew the intent of her heart. Praise God. Amen. Naomi, her mother-in-law, wasn't able to. Praise God, she could. Bless God. He said, hearest thou not, my daughter? He said, go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here, fast with my maidens. He said, I tell you what, he said, you just stay right here close to my maidens. He said, don't you go looking for any other places to glean. He said, you just stay next to them. You just glean right here with my ladies. Amen. He said, there's no use. There's no use you have to go nowhere. He said, you'll be taken care of right here. Amen. I'm glad we don't have to go hunting for another. I'm glad there's only one kinsman redeemer promised to take care of us, and we don't need to hunt another. When we come across and we find that kinsman redeemer, and we hunt for him, and we find him, and we seek him early, and we find him, praise God, we'll not need another.
Amen.
I'm afraid what's wrong with the world today, what's wrong with America today, we're looking for another kinsman redeemer. Amen. We're looking for somebody to give us a handout. We're way past the point we want to hand up. We want to hand out. Amen. We want to just go out and sit in the edge of the field, pray God, and them go get it. It's all I've ever seen the day we live. You can grow a great big garden if you can have surplus. And you can tell people, you know what, I got a whole bunch of extra beans. If you want to come pick them, you're welcome to them. They'll never come. They'll go to the farmer market. They'll go to the farmer market, buy them, come pick them. Amen. You can tell them, say, I got corn over in the field. I got more than I ain't going to put it in the freezer. Hey, man, I done put up all I can. Hey, some corn there. Tomorrow it'll be ready. If you want to, you'll never see them. But they'll sure take it if you pick them and you take them to them. Amen. Amen. Sometimes there's nothing wrong. So praise God, take it. If you got surplus, take it and give it to somebody that needs it. That's a good thing. Amen. But when you're busy and they're busy and you give them opportunity, praise God, they won't come get it at all. They want you to give it to them and bring and pick it and put it in their doorstep. A lot of them want you to shuck it and cook it and cut it off the cob. Could I have that in a little bitty quart freezer bags? Amen. My green beans, oh, that's just me. Could you just put them in pint jars? Amen. Amen. You know I'm telling it right. Amen. Praise God, we want something for nothing. Praise God, he said, that's not her. Said, this Moabite damsel, praise God, she come to get in, she come to do her part, praise God. She come to do what she could.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, you abide fast by my maidens. He said, let not thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, or let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? He said, I've gave the young men some orders that they're not to bother you. Amen. If anything, they're supposed to take care of you, watch you. Praise God. If you need anything, they're supposed to take care of you. Amen. Not to bother you, not to be laying hands on you. Amen. He said, when thou art athirst, go unto the vessel and drink of that which the young men have drawn. He said, praise God. He said, when you get thirsty, so I'll pray. Glory to God. He said, I'll supply you something to drink. Amen. A kinsman redeemer, praise God. He said, I'll not have you run around thirsty. Amen. He said, I'll supply you living water, praise God. That'll encourage your soul. It'll do better than just nourish your thirst. Praise God, it'll satisfy the soul.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, just go get you a drink whenever you need it. Now watch this. And then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes? Now, notice the question here. It says, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? She said, I'm just a stranger passing through. You don't know me and I don't know you. But little did she know that he knew more about her than she thought he did. I want to say, what's wrong with America? What's wrong with churches? Is people don't realize that God knows more about us than we know that he knows. Amen. He knows everything about you and I. There's nothing hid when it comes to God. Everything's open, praise God, and in the open where God's concerned. He sees everything we do, everything we think, everything we touch, praise God. He knows. We don't hide it from him. But she asked the question, why have I found grace in thy sight? Amen. She said, this could be nothing but grace. And here's his answer. Verse 11, Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done and thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother. Now watch this. And the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not hitherto. He said, it's come to my knowledge. as I begin to inquire, begin to look down upon your life, I realize, praise God, that you've left everything. You've left your land of your nativity. You've left your mama. You've left your daddy. You've left your gods. You've left everything, man. You forsook them, praise God. Amen. Praise God, I won't say you can't eat nothing that you don't put down. It's against God that He don't realize. Amen. And I want to say every time we decide and we take upon ourselves to follow God, I believe God just comes along and blesses us on purpose. Amen. You can tell that He does. Because when you do what's right in the eyes of a holy God and God begins to bless, the devil will come along and try to waylay you. He'll come along, try to dissuade you, try to get you discouraged, try to get you to quit, try to just get you to just do away and just go the way you used to go. Amen. But I want to say there's bread in Bethlehem. Amen. Amen. There's bread in Bethlehem, praise God. There's bread. The kinsman redeemer, praise God. He has all we need. Amen. She asks the question. He gives her the answer. Then He gives her the reason. Verse 12. He said, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel." Now watch this, "under whose wings thou art come to trust." Amen. He said, praise God, you've come to a place of refuge. You've come to a place, amen, where God Almighty, you've come into the envelope of God. You've come to trust the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Because you've come to trust God, God's just going to bless you. He's going to offer you a place of refuge. God's going to take care of you. He's going to bless you. He's going to lift you up. And pray God, if you need to, He'll carry you. He's going to encourage you. He's going to give you joy. He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you happiness. He's going to give you love, praise God, like you've never had before. He's going to pour out on you in abundance. Amen. Or you won't even be able to receive it. It'll be so good. Amen. Glory be God. You've come, pray. You won't know why grace is abounding, because God's seen who you are, seen what you wanted, seen what you needed, and God's supplying that need.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Just what He does. He just pours it out on purpose because He can. Amen. He says, I've seen what you're doing. I know why you're here. He says, I know what you've purposed in your heart. Amen. And God says, I'm here. He says, I'm here to make sure that that's taken care of. He said, you've come to a place of refuge and under the wings of the Lord. You've come to a place where God will protect you. Amen. When we realize that there's a great big protecting hand of God, that's overshadowing us. Jesus said that we're in the Father's hand and we're covered by the blood. And I won't say there's no way anything can get to you unless you open the door. Amen. As long as we keep the world shut out, as long as we keep the flesh shut out, as long as we keep this life shut out, praise God, as long as we mortify the needs of the flesh, praise God, in this body, God's got us, praise God, we're covered by the blood, we're safe and secure, we're in that place where we can confide in God. We can trust in Him. He said, you've come to that place under the wings of God. He said, you've come to that place of trusting in God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord, says the kinsman redeemer. Amen. He spoke to her, praise God. He's speaking not only to her flesh, but to her mind, to her heart, praise God. He said, you've come to God on purpose, and God has blessed you. Now watch what she said. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me. Amen. She said, let me find favor in your sight. I believe she already has. Amen. But see what it is. She don't consider herself worthy of the kinsman redeemer. Amen. A lot of times, praise God, Brother Rex, I don't feel worthy of my kinsman redeemer. A lot of times in my life, I just don't feel worthy to be a servant of God. But I'm glad, praise God, for God's sake, for glory of God, amen, that I am one of His. He is my kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
Praise God. He's redeemed me by the precious blood. She said, for thou hast comforted me, for thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaiden. Now watch this. She said, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. Amen. What she does, I believe she regarded herself, if we ain't careful, we do this, she regarded herself as inferior. She said, listen, said I'm here, and said, I'm not dressed like they are. She said, I don't have the means to dress in neat servant's clothes. She says, all I've got is what I brought up. He said, this outward appearance that you see is just what I brought up from Moab. She said, I haven't had the change or the opportunity, amen, to change my attire. I'm having to wear that I had. I'm having to wear that I brought with me. Praise God. I'm not worthy. I know I'm in fear. I know when you look upon me, you don't see me as you see these other maidens and other servants. But praise God, I come just the way I am. I come with a humble heart, thanking you, pray for comfort in me. Even though I'm inferior. You ever feel inferior? You feel like you're not worthy, praise God, into the presence of God? Amen. I have to remember, praise God, in the wickedness, my flesh, praise God, I'm not clothed with the attire of man. I'm clothed with the robe of righteousness of my Savior. Amen. My kinsman redeemer's done wrapped me up, praise God, in the goodness of His mercy, and shrouded me in His righteousness. Amen. When I look in the mirror, Brother Scott, this is what I see. But God, when God looks down on me, He sees that man that I'm going to be. Amen. He sees the righteousness of His Son in me, praise God. If we could only see ourselves in the mirror the way God sees us. Now, sometimes I think when He sees us in a mirror, He sees us as we are. Amen. He sees how that outside man is acting and reacting to situations that we get in. Amen. And He's displeased with that. But praise God, when we're living right and doing right and acting right and talking right and living right, praise God, I believe God sees us in the righteousness of His Son, that kinsman redeemer. But she says, you know what? I don't feel worthy of all this. Amen. She said, you've comforted me and you've spoken friendly unto me. Amen. But she said, I'm a stranger and I'm not like these other maidens. Amen. But I can see the kinsman redeemer, he may have thought to himself, man, that's a good thing. Amen. You don't realize what they've been up to. Amen. Sometimes we got people that can play the part. As Brother Bill, you say, we got actors, praise God, that's in here. That's in here and trying to perform the Christian life, trying to act like Christians, amen. It's just it's a charade. It's an act. But praise God, I believe what Ruth was, she was the original thing. She was the original article player. She was just trying to do right, do that that's right. And the eyes got to be pleasing to the kinsman redeemer. Amen. The only reason I do what I do, praise God, is to be pleasing to my redeemer. Because my redeemer liveth, praise God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. Amen. What are you saying? He's comforting me. Just like He did Ruth. He's comforting. He puts His arms around me. He pulls them into Himself. He says, son, I said, don't worry about it. I got this. He said, don't you feel inferior to nobody. Amen. Don't you let nobody, like He told Timothy, don't you let nobody talk down to you. You lift up your head and you just brag on Jesus. Lift up the name of the Lord. Everything be okay. Amen. Amen. We don't have to be ashamed of who we are. Amen. We're not rich people. We're not famous people. We're not great political minds or scientific minds. Of great elect, I know you probably a whole lot more than me. Amen. Great intelligence, intellect. But praise God, if you're a child of God, you're the smartest person on earth. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you've got more than the Rockefellers and the Clintons combined. Amen. Because you've got the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the kinsman redeemer who will comfort you and supply your need. He promised He would. She regarded herself as inferior. But you know what it was? It wasn't inferiority. It was just pure grace. Amen. Nothing but grace. God was bestowing. Boaz said in her, verse 14, at mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. Amen. The kinsman redeemer, he said, hey, listen. He said, I don't know about all that. He said, when it comes time to eat, he said, I want you to pull up to my table. Amen. He said, I want you to come to where we're eating at. He said, at mealtime, come hither. He said, don't you go out there and sit by yourself no more. Don't you separate yourself. He said, I want you to come in. And I said, I want you to eat, come hither and eat the bread and dip your morsel in the vinegar. And the Bible said in verse 14, she sat beside the reapers. But watch this. And he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. Amen. The kinsman redeemer, he said, I want you to come eat at my table. And she pulled up the table, praise God, expected, but she never expected him to hand feed her. Amen. Glory be. She never expected for him to take a tire of bread, praise God, and to give it to her a piece at a time, glory to God. Because he said he promised he'd meet the need. It's not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Amen.
But he said, I'll feed you. God said, Brother Rex, I'll feed you if I have to give you one morsel at a time.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If I have to carry it down by the brook, praise God. He said, I'll have the raven steal it off the rich man's door, the windowsill, praise God, and bring it to
Amen.
You. I believe when old Elijah's down there by the brook, praise God, God said, just go by the brook, and old Elijah went down there and praise God by the brook, and them ravens carried that food to him. I believe all my heart, they probably stole it off of Jezebel's windowsill. I believe the cooks of Jezebel set it up there, praise God, for it to cool. And God sent them ravens. He said, let's see, where could I get some food? He said, that right there looks pretty good. Amen. You say, preacher, you got a vivid imagination. Praise God, that's all right. I know God's able to supply.
Yeah.
Amen. He's able to meet our needs. He's able to sustain us, praise God. He's able to suffice us.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know about you, I've never... Well, other than the times when I wrestled, I never had to go hungry. When I wrestled, you had to starve yourself to death because it don't matter what weight class you start in, they always wanted you to wrestle the one below. Amen. If you come in weighing 120, they wouldn't want you to wrestle 121. They wanted you to wrestle 112. Amen. If you come in wearing 112, they wanted you to wrestle 98. So you spend all winter and up into February starving. And then they wonder why you're so puny at the end of the year. You'd get weak. But I will say, God is there. God's always been suffice for me. I've never went hungry. And looking at you, praise God, I don't think anybody has. I think we're pretty well taken care of by God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He takes care of. And she was sufficed and left. And since she had risen up to glean, I like this part. Boaz commanded his young man, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves and reproach her not. Amen. He said, let her glean among sheaves. Now, you got to understand how they do it. They took the barley and wheat and they would thrash it. They would cut it and then they would bundle it up in sheaves. Amen. With the stem point down and they'd put a big string tight in the middle where it hold it together and hold it up till they could go through and gather it out of the fields. And you'd have another crew come along with a wagon and a mule or what, an ox or whatever, and they would gather up them sheaves and they'd stack them in the wagon. And they'd haul them to the threshing floor where they'd beat it out. I mean, there's about three or four good messages there, but we ain't got time to preach them tonight. But he said, when you gather it up, he said, her glean even among the sheaves, even among those where you've gathered it up, where you've already got it tied in a bundle. But now watch this. What Boaz tells him right here in verse 16. He said, let her gather among the sheaves and reproach her not. But now watch what he says, verse 16. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. You know what he said? He said, give her some of the good stuff. Amen. He said, I don't want you to just give her to glean. I don't want you to give her that stuff. It's been dropped by accident. It's been walked on and stomped on, trampled underfoot. Praise God. He said, I want you to give her a little bit of the good stuff on purpose. Oh, that's what God's got for me and you. It's some good stuff on purpose. Praise God. We just have to realize that our kinsman redeemer wants to give us the good stuff on purpose. He said, what he was saying here, he said, before you've tied it up in a sheaf. He said, when you get it bundled up to tie it in the sheave, he said, what I want you to do is take a few of those stems on the outside and said, I want you to pull them out. That's what that means there when he says, give her a handful on purpose. He said, I want you to pull some of them out. He said, not just those that fall out of purpose. He said, I want you to pull some out. He said, I want you to give her some on purpose, praise God. He said, I want you to give her some of the good stuff, praise God, just because we can, just to show her that we love her, just to show her that we care for her, just to keep her coming back. Realize there's somebody that wants to take care of her.
Amen.
How many times has God gave you a handful on purpose? Huh? How many times, praise God, when you thought you was going down like a sinking ship, and all of a sudden the great God of glory, He said, you know what? He said, glory be God. He's Holy Ghost. Just give Him a handful on purpose. And God just pulled you out a bundle, praise God, laid it out there where you could get it. Amen. Praise God. He said, why'd you do that? He said, cause I can. Amen. I can just imagine they said, but why you want to? He said, cause I can. Amen. And He said, leave them. Pull them out on purpose, leave them, and said, that she may glean them and rebuke her not. Amen. When she's over there digging around in them sheaves, praise God, them salary been tied up. Praise, don't you rebuke her, you leave her alone. Amen. Why? Because he said, I want her to get some of the good stuff. That's what God wants us to do. Young the night, what? That's what He's been doing around here. He's been giving us some of the good stuff. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God don't want us to have that old leftover junk. God says, praise God. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in the past. But I remember when Mama, I remember when Papa, I remember when Mama and Daddy, praise God, I remember last Sunday morning, praise God.
Amen.
When God come through on purpose, we tend to forget really quick. That God comes through and gives us some old purpose.
Amen.
Let's just follow on some purpose. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Hand, God's handful. Staggering under the load of it. I told Brother Robert, praise God, if I'd have got any better last Sunday morning, a few Sundays ago, praise God, God had to give me a different body. Man. This one wouldn't carry it. Amen. I'd done beside myself. I'd needing that glorified body. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the Bible says, so she gleaned in the field in the Eden. And she beat out that she had gleaned. It was about an effin of barley. Now that's about a bushel and 3 pints of barley. That's a lot of barley to glean. Amen. And the Bible said she took it up and went into the city. So she threshed it out, she beat it out, she gathered up her barley, amen, and she went into the city. And she and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought forth. Now her mother, I can just see her, she's standing there, she's looking down the road, and she sees Ruth coming. Amen. She goes out to the door to meet her. Here she comes with a big old tub full of barley. Now that much barley, they said, would lasted the two of them for 5 days or more. Amen. So she, that one day she'd went out, because she was expected to go out and bring them back some supper. Amen. Something that would sustain them, suffice them through the day. Amen. But when she come back, she had all this barley that she had gleaned because the kinsman redeemer, praise God, had met more than her need. How many times has God met more than your need? How many times has He answered more than your prayer? How many times He reached and when you couldn't walk, He picked you up and He carried you a while?
Amen.
Amen. The kinsman redeemer, He supplies the need. Amen. And she it said the mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned and she brought forth, now watch this, and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. Amen. So as Boaz, I like his part. So as Boaz was a passioner of the bread, she was a gobbling it up. Amen. And when she got to where she looked like she was stuffed, she couldn't eat no. Oh, Boaz just kept pricing out the bread. See, that's what we've been getting into here the last few weeks. We've been getting into the bread, praise God. We've been getting full, Lord God. We've been getting satisfied. But praise God, God takes us past satisfaction, praise God, and brings us to the point of spoiling us.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. More than will suffice, praise God. And he just kept handing her the bread. She just kept taking. She said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. God, poor glory to God. Amen. And when she's done, she was putting it in her pocket. Amen. That she said, when she was full, praise God, that was left over. She said, Naomi, you ain't going to believe this. Just praise God, that man, that kinsman redeemed that fella, praise God, he put me at the table and he began to feed me, he began to give me that bread, and he said, I was soaking that in the vinegar and I was eating, I was taking and soaking, eating, praise God, boy, it was so good, I'd never tasted anything so good. Amen. Praise the Lord, and said, when I got so full, I couldn't know it needed more, praise God, he just kept giving me some more. And I said, I was looking at him, said, he said, I started taking it, putting it in my pocket. Amen. You said, well, how in the world didn't he stop when he seen you had enough? Praise God. He said, I don't know. He just kept giving me some more. Praise God. He said, I was plumb full. I couldn't hold it. Praise God. He kept giving me some more. See, that's what happens when you love God, you appreciate, you thank Him and praise Him for what He's doing. He'll just keep giving you more. Amen. There's nothing, praise God, there's no limits on God. Amen. He can keep giving us more. I don't know why we think we can have one good service a year and it'll suffice us, amen. When God says, I want you to have a good service every time.
Amen.
Amen. Come rejoicing, shouting, praising God, thanking Him, amen, for the service we're about to have.
Amen.
Amen. But she took that after she sufficed. She took it there. She said, oh yeah, by the way, and goes digging in her pocket. Start pulling out that bread. She thought she was going to have to go take that and, you know, beat it up, pound it up, turn it into flour and bake it. She said, no. She said, you just go in there and kick your feet back. Praise God, I got this. Amen. She said, there was a fella, praise God, that fed me. He gave me more than enough when I was sufficed. Praise God, I filled my pockets up. I couldn't hold no more. Amen. And praise God, I just come. Praise God. You just go sit down and take your feet. And she said, I'll take care of some. I done got it right here. Amen. That supplies our need. Praise God, He's done supplied it again. And it's pretty peculiar here. Because Naomi, I believe she was surprised. And her mother-in-law said unto her, and now watch this. There's two questions here. She said, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? She said, wait a minute. You've got a bushel and three quarts of barley from gleaning? She said, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. She said, I know, praise God, from just gleaning after the reapers, you didn't just get this kind of take. Something had to be happening. She said, tell me, seriously, you can tell me. Where'd you get all this? Is there somebody going to come knock on our door? Amen. They're going to get the thrashing out their barley after a while and realize, praise God, that there's a whole basket of missing. Now, these three quarts here now, I might have bought that. But praise God, this bushel basket full of barley. That seems kind of peculiar to me. Amen. She's beginning to wonder about her daughter-in-law. So I thought I knew her better than that. Amen. A lot of people think they know us better than that. But praise God, I won't say it's just our God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, and she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought. And said, she said, let me tell you about this fellow that I've been working for. He said, I was working in this guy's field, praise God, and his reapers were going along, and his gleaners was coming along, and praise God, he told me, he said, you just go ahead and you just glean among the sheaves. He said, it'd be all right. He said, so I went over there and I thought any minute they'd come over and get on me for that, for messing up their sheaves. But he said, you just go over there and kind of sit, and praise God, there was just handfuls of purpose. Amen. She said, "She said, Naomi, you ain't going to believe this. So I'd just go in there. She said, I'd get a handful here, and I'd get a handful. Seemed like every time I turned around, God just gave me a handful of purpose. Amen. Don't it seem like every time we turn around, God just giving us a handful of purpose? Amen. Just pour it. We don't deserve it, but God just keeps giving it to us anyway. Boy, I just keep lifting my hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy name. She said, oh, yeah, by the way, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Amen. Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, she said, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Amen. Praise God. Said, you didn't just happen to anybody's field. Said, you ended up in the field of a near kinsman to us. Amen. He said, you know, you realize that wasn't by chance. That wasn't coincidence. Praise God. That was a providence of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's where God would have you to be. And Ruth the Moabite said, he said unto me, thou shalt keep fast by my young men till they have ended all my harvest. So I believe Ruth was a player here. She said, well, said, you know, he said to me, he said, I want you to stay close to my young men till the end of the harvest. See, the fields are white to harvest, but the laborers are few. Amen. Boaz says, I want you to stay in the field, praise God. Stay next to my laborers till the harvest is ended. Amen. You see the Boaz, our near kinsman. He said, I know, praise God, I'd like to have you with me where I am. But he said, it's more necessary that you're in the fields now. See, God, Brother Rex, would like to have us with him where he is now. But he said, it's more needful that you're in the field. Because the fields are white already to harvest. Souls is needing to be gathered up. He said, just gather them up to the end of the harvest. Amen. He said, just gather them up. He said, just stay next to my young men to the end of the harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens. Now watch this. He said, that they meet thee not in any other field. Naomi gives her good advice here. He said, stay with the Lord's people. Amen. Stay in the fields of the kinsman redeemer, praise God, and everything will be okay. He'll keep his promises. Amen. He'll bring you through. He'll satisfy. He'll give you that you need. Just stay in the right fields. And the Bible says, and I'm done, she said, so she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest. But that's not it. That's not the end. And of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Amen. He said she just stayed with the stuff. And Boaz said, that kinsman dream, he said, just stay in the fields. Stay with my people. Stay close. Naomi said, stay close to his people. Stay in the right fields. Amen. And Ruth stayed with the right stuff. Stayed in the right field, praise God. And the kinsman redeemer just kept following through the barley harvest, through the wheat harvest. Amen. Till the harvest was ended. Praise the Lord. And then God's the kinsman redeemer, he makes provision when all the fields are harvested. Amen. Praise God. We'll see it. We'll see when we're raptured out of here, taken to be with Him. When the laboring is done down here, and we go to be with Him. We're laboring in the fields now. But one day in a little while, praise God, we'll go out of here to be with Him.